We need to get free from the effects of sin, and that one of the ways is to visit the holy places. Prabhupada explains that places of pilgrimage are meant for eradicating the sins of the pilgrims, and they are distributed all over the universe to give facility to all concerned for attaining their pure existence and God realization. One should not be satisfied, however, merely by visiting the places of pilgrimage and performing one's duties. Two things one should do. One should be eager to meet the great souls who are already there, engaged in the service of the Lord. And in each and every place of pilgrimage, the Lord is present in His various transcendental forms, or vigrahas. These forms are called archa murtis, or forms of the Lord which can be easily appreciated by the common man. The Lord is transcendental to our mundane senses. He cannot be seen with our present eyes, nor can He be heard with our present ears. To the degree that we have entered into the service of the Lord, or to the proportion to which our lives are freed from sins, we can perceive the Lord. And even though we are not freed from sins, the Lord is kind enough to allow us the facility of seeing Him in His archa murtis, or worshipable deity form, in the temple. The Lord is all-powerful, and therefore He is able to accept our service by presentation of His archa, or worshipable form. No one should foolishly think that the archa in the temple to be an idol. Such an archa murti is not an idol, but the Lord Himself. And to the proportion to which one is free from sins, he is able to know the significance of the archa murti. The guidance of a pure devotee is therefore always required. In the land of Bharatavarsha, there are many hundreds and thousands of places of pilgrimage distributed all over the country. And by the traditional practice, the common man visits such holy places during all seasons of the year. Some of the archa representations of the Lord situated different places of pilgrimage are mentioned herewith. The Lord is present at Mathura, the birthplace of Lord Krishna, as Adi Keshava. The Lord is present at Puri, Orissa, as Lord Jagannatha, Jagannath Swami Ki, also known as Purushottama. He is present at Allahabad Prayag as Bindu Madhava. At Mandara Hill, He is present as Madhusudana. In the Anandaranya, He is known as Vasudeva, Padmanava, and Janardana. At Vishnu Kanchi, He is known as Vishnu. And at Mayapur, He is known as Hari. There are millions and billions of such archa forms of the Lord distributed all over the universe. All these archa murtis are summarized in Chaitanya Charitamrita in the following words: Sarvatra prakasha tara bhakte sukadite jagatera dharmonasi dharmastapite. The Lord has so distributed Himself all over the universe just to give pleasure to the devotees, to give the common man facility to eradicate his sins, and to establish religious principles in the world. So there are thousands of places of pilgrimage in Bharatvarsha.